You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Sick of overpriced apparel and equipment? Looking for a company who prides themselves in quality products and services? Look no further than our friends at Hit Factory Athletics. Created by a pro ball player, born purely from the love of the game, they exist to serve players and fans of the game. Take it from me, Ben. Hit Factory Athletics prides itself in quality and service. Head on over and check them out at www.hitfactoryathletics.com. That's www.hitfactoryathletics.com. At checkout, enter promo code DRPODCAST, that is DRPODCAST, and receive a 10% discount upon checkout. Join the legends with Hit Factory Athletics.
Portland is a baseball town.
Our secretary didn't have anybody on the phone.
There was nobody on the phone. They were just egging me along.
So they brought a little short, chubby guy in with the name Peters and put him in my place and sent me to double-A ball.
Two fans, one mission to bring Major League Baseball to Oregon, fueled by Guardian Games and Athletic Field Design. This is the Diamonds and Roses podcast. Without further ado, your hosts, Ben and Dave.
We can feel it coming.
That's how he starts it.
Oh, no.
Glass breaking and monkeys crying. Oh, I can see it.
Roxanne, you don't have to turn at the red light.
America's not got talent.
The only thing I need is the glasses down.
Out of control. Done and done.
Oh, how you doing, Dave?
I'm doing well, Ben. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Just got a little Eddie Murphy on my mind with everything, and you know, the dogs over here wanting to, you know, play. Yeah,
because we're purely professional, right?
The only thing we need now is a couple beers.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it? Well, it is noon, so.
It is noon. We're recording.
All right, then.
Anyways, well, with that said, I'm Ben.
I'm Dave.
And you're listening to the Diamonds and Roses podcast. So we're back here in the Hit Factory Athletics studio, or better known as my home.
Yep.
And this episode, we're going to share with you an upcoming event that's going to be held at PK Park, July 26th and 27th. And we have an actual person on the other line that's going
to... A human being willing to talk to us.
Willing to talk to us about this
that's
event.
That's insane.
It's better known, as I said, I think it just said anyways, better known as the Northwest Scout Games. And the other person on the other line, will go ahead and introduce yourself, sir.
Yeah, Matt Picantero, the area scout for the Colorado Rockies up in the Northwest. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, Matt. We're really excited to talk about this event. And tell us a little bit about what you're doing with the event, and then we'll go into kind of the event itself and kind of what people can expect.
Yeah, right now, just kind of organizing. I mean, there's a lot that goes into event, even though it's just 2 days. I know you're going to touch on more of it, Ben, but really just getting players, getting sponsors. I mean, just the little things, too, making sure we have balls and bats. I mean, it's a whole slew of things that happen, you know, just to put on this event. You know, me and myself, a couple other the area guys as well, just formulating a roster as well with high school kids and trying to contact them and really just try to get this thing going. I mean, it's going to be our third year doing this event. I mean, it seems like it just creeps up every year. We talk about it in the fall and then it's here all of a sudden, and it goes by quick, and then boom, you know, it's over and done with and on to next year. So but that's what I'm kind of doing right now, just trying to really just try to get this thing going along with a couple of other guys, like I said. And I mean, we're really excited about these games coming up, the potential that it brings, you know, for the Northwest and for the kids, especially up in the Northwest, you know, to have that experience with scouts, you know, one-on-one, you know, getting to know these kids too on a personal level as well, and not just seeing the athletic ability. I mean, that's pretty easy to see for us on our end, but it's more or less, like I said, getting to know these kids and just seeing what makes them tick.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
The ins and outs of it.
Yeah, so the Northwest Scout Games, let's talk a little bit more about the event itself. So, again, like we said, it's a two-day event, July 26th, 27th at PK Park in Eugene at on the campus of the University of Oregon, right next to Autzen Stadium, and home of the Emeralds also, the Eugene Emeralds short-season single-A team affiliate for the Chicago Cubs. And so this event is with students. Is it just high school students, or does it include college students also?
Just high school.
So how young do you go with your high school kids?
So we'll go from – we'll have our – so obviously this upcoming July, it'll be your 2020 class, okay. 2021. I believe we have a couple 2022 guys mixed in there as well.
Oh, really?
So it'll be kind of a nice little range of – guys that we'll have on here. Some guys will be already have college commitments. Some guys are looking for, you know, scholarships to get in. I mean, we had, I believe it was our first year, we had a kid, an outfielder, that did not have a scholarship, went out, University of Portland was there, and he got a scholarship from it, which is great. I mean, especially for that kid, you know, not to have anything coming into it and then winds up getting one from that event. I mean, like I said, I mean, we're here for these guys at the end of the day, you know, and help grow baseball in the Northwest is what we're trying to do. So, I mean, that's kind of almost like a general, you know, bias of the event almost, you know, what we're trying to do as well.
So the kids, are they are there kids from Washington, California? I mean, all over, or is it just Oregon kids?
So we'll just do, it's just basically the Northwest. So of Washington, Oregon,
gotcha,
maybe an Idaho kid, and I believe we're gonna have a couple Canadian kids as well. We had a Canadian team last year, but just numbers wise from what we were dealing with and want to just kind of shrink down the event, I mean, we had four teams last year. We had two Northwest teams, Hawaii and Canada, so you can imagine just being an all day, it was 3 days of just a lot of guys to try to watch and try to, you know, coordinate. And I think just, you know, making a little more smaller event is going to help, I think, not only us, the scouts, but also kind of how the events run as well. I think it really help.
What types of events are going to occur at this scout games?
So, yeah, it's just really just almost, it's almost like a showcase play event is how I would say it. You got first day, you'll have your BP in the Audi. You'll play at 7 o'clock, which will be kind of cool. We're going to push it back, try to push it back until 7:30. So these kids get to play under the lights at PK Park. And then the next day, it's literally just going to be show and go, 10 a.m. You know, we're going to be playing 2-hour window games or 7 innings, whichever comes first. And then we're out of there by 3 o'clock the next day. So it's going to be a quick and easy event. I'll say that. But like I said, there's a lot of work involved in it too, just for a quick day and a half, really.
Not so quick for the kids, but not for the kids, but for the individuals such as yourself putting it on, but for the athletes that are going to be participating in it, it'll be pretty quick.
How many teams are there? How are teams selected? The organization process?
Yeah, so we'll go two teams each, and it's two teams, and then a 44-man roster, so 22 kids apiece on each club. And then literally it is just, it's kind of, you know, if we've seen a kid play before from the previous years, you know, scouting a high school kid, word of mouth, coaches. I mean, it's this job, you know, being an area guy, it's a 24/7, 365 event. Obviously we have our off time during the holidays, but I mean, it's still just, it's go, go, go. you know, trying to find guys. And there's guys that pop up too, don't get me wrong, as well, you know, in our area. Guys get better up here. And we try to identify the best kids we can. Obviously, there's kids that have commitments to either, you know, prior tournaments or family obligations that they have to, you know, attend to. But, I mean, we're going to try to get the best guys available at this event.
How far in advance do you send out invites?
Oh, wow. I'm trying to think of when when we did that. I want to say a couple months ago, maybe in April, we started kind of sending out our kind of the guys we wanted to invite that we knew that were on our radar, I guess, and then just go from there, you know, kind of work our way down.
Okay. And so you have a kind of a quota to fill.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some backups in case, and you got it all taken care
of. Oh, yes. Yeah. Especially the pitching too. I mean, we're going to have guys, you know, if they play in a tournament, they might be down for that first day. They can only throw the second day.
Mm.
It might only be for one or two innings they might be able to give us. I mean, it's a juggling act in itself, especially from the pitching side of it.
Yeah.
Now, what about from the, you know, looking at it from the standpoint of, you know, you're showcasing these athletes and you're going to have a crowd there. So is it one of those things where you want to have them save a little bit for the next day so they can, you know, put on, you know, be able to pitch in front of the crowd so that way they could show their talent for maybe, for example, like let's say a scout wasn't there one day, maybe they're there the next day, or a college coach was there on a Friday, maybe not there on a Saturday, or vice versa. Is that kind of why what you're trying to do is just to be able to showcase them both days?
Yeah, you know, especially from the pitching aspect. I mean, the last thing I want to do or any other clubs want to do is injure a kid from this event. I mean, that's why we're just being really precautious as to, you know, when we're going to throw these guys, you know, when they're really able to. I mean, if someone's hanging, you know, and they're sore, I mean, we're not going to throw them. That's the last thing I want to do, send somebody out there and try to have them just gutted through this event, you know, and have them, you know, possibly injure themselves or have a lingering effect from it. I mean, we're looking at this, you know, to not hurt anybody. I mean, that's the big thing in this. Obviously, you know, you want to show off in front of the scouts, the colleges out there, but at the same time, I mean, it's about the kids and their health and, you know, not trying to get anybody hurt from this. I mean, the last thing we want from this is someone to be like, yeah, I got hurt from the Northwest Scout Games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think we kind of want that PR associated with us. So, I mean, that's what we're really focused on is, I mean, you know, we go through Larry Cassian of the Giants handles the pitching for us, you know, throughout the games or the previous games we've had. And he's done a great job at it, making sure that these guys are ready to go and, you know, give us whatever they can, you know, for a 7-inning game. Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about what these kids can expect from the coaches, because this is one of the questions I had brought up to you previously is, are they going to have the college coaches that may be on there on site coaching them, or will it be other people? Can you fill us in a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so I mean, college coach NCAA would be I believe it'd be an NCAA rule violation if they were on,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the dugouts coaching them. It's kind of the same as it is with the area coach tryouts. They're there, they can view, they can watch, you know, they can interact, but to physically go out on the field, no, they can't. I mean, that's what's nice about having this event is we're out there. We're with the kids, you know, we're going to know their personalities. We're going to interact with them, you know, on a personal level, which is pretty neat. And, you know, certain scouts, I think, do different things out there, you know, and how they interact and how, you know, they might ask like, hey, can you make this adjustment? Just to see like, hey, does this guy have aptitude going forward?
Sure. Coachability.
Yeah.
Coachability, stuff like that is what we're looking for. And, you know, it really just depends on the kid, obviously, and the scout's interest mm-hmm. as well. But it's kind of a good factor, I think, for us as well, to see what makes these guys tick at the end of the day, you know, personality-wise, and, you know, are they a good teammate person as well? I mean, it's all kind of in the bag almost. So it's a fun way, I think, just to get to know these kids a little more. And, you know, who knows? I mean, I tell the kids as well, you know, it might not factor in right now. You might need to go to school, but at least 3 to 4 years down the road, if they go to Gonzaga, UW, Washington State, Oregon, you know, so on and so forth in the area, you've already built a relationship with that kid where it's not that first awkward, you know, college meeting that you have with them. You build a relationship with them, which I think is huge, you know, especially for clubs that value character, you know, such as us. I think it's tremendous to have that.
Yeah, very cool. Do you have, just kind of out of left field here, do you have kids that are pitchers and position players that are trying to get a little of both in? Or is it
they're trying
to specialize a little bit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, we'll have a couple guys that are kind of like that can kind of go either way almost. It kind of just
– They all did it in high school, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's also kind of a nice thing to have. I mean, you can never enough pitching at this event, especially if someone goes down and we need somebody to throw an inning. I mean, I'm not going to say no to it. I mean, the more, you know, like I said, you can never have pitching and catching, which we need a lot of it during this event.
Tell us why. I mean, give us the why of what makes this event different than any of the other events in the area.
Well, I give you a simple answer. It's free. All these kids.
It's
free to attend. The only thing they're on the hook for is their travel and if they stay in a hotel. I mean, that's really it. Yeah. Go ahead, Ben.
Well, I mean, I guess I want to dive into that a little bit more. So are you telling us that there are other events in the area that are put on by other organizations that cost money to go be a part of that particular event?
Correct. And that's just more of, you know, that's more of the business model, and they have to charge for that. You know, they have to make money off of it, just to keep the business going. And what they, you know, what they give to the kids, whether that just be, you know, video, open video online, or, you know, other things of that nature, I guess, so to speak. I mean, you know, the Northwest Scouts Association, we're not in it to make money. I'm not making money off this at all. You know, Connor Glassy of the Indians isn't making money. All the guys that are involved in this aren't making money. We're doing this out of the goodness of our hearts going forward. You know, and it's a way to give back to the community and baseball in the Northwest, and hopefully grow baseball in the Northwest as well, to where this is a event where, you know, we don't have to be just throwing, you know, Twitter tweets out left and right, to where it's like, oh, hey, like, boom, July comes, we already know PK Park, that's where I want to be. I hope I get an invite from the scouts going forward.
So kids are probably pretty excited, I'd imagine, to get an invite at this point. You've been doing it. This is what, year four, did you say?
This will be year three of this.
Year three?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very cool. So it's got a little bit of a reputation that's being established.
Yeah, slowly. I think it's getting up there. But, I mean, we still want to – I think we think this thing has a lot of potential to grow and be even bigger than it is. I mean, we started in 2016. We didn't do it in 17. We did it last year. You know, now this year, 2019, is going to be our third year doing it. I mean, I just want to grow this thing organically. And, you know, we're going to have Vulo Bats involved in it as well. Obviously, you guys are going to help out as well. I mean, like I said, this thing has a lot of potential to be big in the Northwest and have this just be a staple of the summer. Oh, hey, boom, July, Northwest Scout Games. You know, I want to play in this. I want to play in front of the colleges, in front of the scouts. I mean, that's kind of what this thing is. I mean, I'd be pumped if I was a high school kid and some scout asked me if I wanted to play in this. I'd be all on board. For the, you know, especially to play for free too and not have to pay anything. Where do I sign up for this?
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, who's going to be there as far as scout wise?
It's a good question. I know, obviously, myself, I'll be down there. Connor Glassy of the Indians will be down there. It really depends on pro schedule wise. This is the first year we're going to be having it in July. We normally had it in August prior, so it's kind of based on availability. I don't want to say too many other names, just I don't want to get, you know, I can't speak really, I guess is a good word to say for the other guys out there. I don't know what their schedules are. I know we're gonna have a lot of guys down there, you know, representing the different clubs. I can tell you that much.
Well, and they'll have the U of O and OSU coaches, some coaching staff members will be there.
Shoot, hey, that'd be great if Coach Waz and, you know, Canham want to come down along with, you know, Coach Green and Coach Meggs and Coach Maktoff. I mean, I'm going on and on. You know, Coach Loomis as well over at Portland. Mm-hmm. You know, if they want to come down, I mean, shoot, we're more than happy to have them down there. And, you know, especially these newer coaches too in our area as well, get to know them. And obviously Coach Waz is a little different. He's been around, and Canham's, I guess, a notable name in the area for a couple of the other older scouts that have been scouting much longer than I have out there. But yeah, I mean, if they want to come along, and, you know, I mean, we're not going to shy away from the D2, D3 and NWAC schools as well, or any other school for that fact that wants to come in, mm-hmm. you know, watch these kids play. I mean, a lot of these guys aren't ready pro-wise, but, you know, a lot of them are good college athletes.
Yeah, you know, you hit on this earlier, and I really want to touch on this again, because I think that this is an important thing that a lot of people really don't get. But you said this, but in different words, but it's networking. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, you said while you may not be ready yet for that professional level, it's all about being able to have those contacts with individuals and saying, yeah, I know that person, but maybe knowing that individual, if they come to like your game or something, you feel comfortable with talking. So I think that networking aspect, and even maybe getting to be there and playing with some of these other high school athletes also will be beneficial. So maybe they can learn some things from those that are also participating, you know, like some of the top athletes in the States, wherever, if they're going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, shoot, I mean, who knows? You might have two guys. You might have a guy that's already committed to Oregon State, and there's another kid that's playing across the diamond from that's uncommitted that might be an Oregon State commit 2 or 3 years down the road, and they might be teammates for all we know. I mean, that's kind of a cool thing to kind of think about going forward. I mean, it's definitely fun watching these guys, you know, where they are from. I think we're gonna have a couple guys, I believe, on their second year going into this event. So it'll be kind of cool to see where they were last year as compared to this year, mm-hmm. you know, from a physical standpoint, but also of a mental standpoint as well, where they are mentally, you know, and their maturity. I mean, it's kind of cool to see the growth doing this job.
You said you had a couple kids that are, they're going to be incoming sophomores.
Mm-hmm.
A couple kids that got invited that are pretty young, that must be pretty developed.
Well, I guess, you know, we'll kind of see it develop, but they have potential is a good word, I think, to say about those kids that are more young, you know. Yeah. And it's just, too, I mean, some guys, you know, take that next step. Some guys need college to get better. I mean, everyone's different in how they progress and learn going forward. I mean, I definitely think that, especially being up here, you know, and playing up here, too. I mean, it takes a little while, you know, for us to get going. Some guys quicker than others up here, development standpoint. But I mean, the guys that we have here are going to be, they're going to be names that are going to be talked about here for, you know, hopefully years and years to come, you know, to represent the Northwest and the baseball up here that we can play up here. It doesn't show just the true, you know, nature of what we have as a whole up here. And, you know, I think a lot of people think that we just play in the rain the whole year. I mean, we don't.
Well, one of the things David and I have learned as we've continued on with this podcast, you know, so forth, this being that this will be our 52nd episode, you know, we're learning that the Northwest doesn't get the respect that they deserve, because this is definitely a baseball area more than people really think about it. Dave, can you probably highlight that a little bit
more? Yeah, I mean, just, you know, the culture of the Portland area, Southwest Washington, and the history, I think there is kind of a, it doesn't have quite the notoriety of the Northwest. And you know, I mean, the success of the Beavs, you know, winning some national championships, and Linfield won one a few years ago, too, at the small college level. So, that's kind of one of our things, is to kind of highlight that, yes, it is a baseball area and a baseball community. And some of those, I guess, old-fashioned notions are frankly incorrect. And you could probably speak to that as a scout and understanding and kind of getting past those preconceived notions a little bit in terms of what kind of baseball is being played out here. Any thoughts on that?
I mean, I think you nailed it on the head. There's a lot of preconceived notions about it that we just play in the rain, that we don't play. I mean, we don't play as long as a team, you know, from Texas or Arizona or California. Obviously the weather limits us to what we can do outside. But I mean, I think I was reading a stat. I think we have the fifth most big leaguers, you know, as a whole in the Pacific Northwest.
That's cool.
Which I don't think a lot of people realize that we do, you know, especially of late. I mean, Ian Snell, Conforto. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Jed Lowry.
Salem, that's kind of I didn't even realize he was from Salem.
Yeah, North Salem High.
Yeah, not to mention we just had the first overall number one draft pick.
That's right.
Yep.
Watchman, yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty there cool. There you go. I mean, tell us a little bit more. Tell us some other success stories of like some other, you know, to highlight more that this is a baseball area, some other, you know, athletes that are playing, whether it be in actual major league or in the minor league system right now, so people can truly, you know, again, continue to understand that, you know, this is a really big area, breeding ground, you could say, for baseball.
Yeah, I mean, just to, I guess, highlight our games too. I mean, we had Josh Mears, who the Padres took in the second round in this year's draft, as well. I mean, that's almost nails it on the head, I guess.
You gotta have a second rounder play. Yeah,
especially at our event too. It's pretty neat to have that, you know, for Josh, you know, for him to go that well in the draft. And, you know, obviously he's a great kid, you know, going forward. I mean, the list goes on and on. And I mean, we could be here for hours talking about all the guys that have gone through, that have had success, that they're from the Northwest. You know, but like I said, it just highlights, I think, you know, hey, we are in a cold climate, cold weather states, don't get me wrong, but we do produce big leaguers up here. And that might be, like I said, it might take them 3 to 4 years. They might need college. They might be ready to go out of high school. It just depends, really, just kind of on the person and, you know, how things line up. And, I mean, like I said, you know, you just look at the whole, I mean, the fifth most big leaguers, it's kind of like, holy cow, compared to, you know, these warm weather states that are producing guys left and right. So we're doing something right up here. Might not get the notoriety that a lot of other states do, but I mean, we're going to keep on chugging along. And, you know, me and the rest of the other scouts up here are going to be pounding the pavement with our cars next spring and try to find, you know, big leaguers up here, that's guys cool. that want to play.
Yeah. So for those kids that are undecided at this point in time as to, you know, whether or not they want to come to this event, why should they?
Like I said, I mean, the first word is free. I think that's a good attention grabber right there. I mean, you know, it being a free event, having the one-on-one experience with a scout, whether it's myself or someone else from a different organization, you know, like I touched on it earlier, you know, you start creating that network, you know, building that relationship with that kid, you know, where it might not factor in 2019, but it might factor in 2023, you know, if they go to the JC level or the NAI level or the, you know, the D1, D2 or D3 level. I think there's a benefit in this, you know, because all it takes is one person to like you. One scout to like you, and who knows what might happen, you know, career-wise from you. I mean, that's how I look at it. I mean, you know, you get an opportunity to play in front of the scouts. If you don't have if you're not committed anywhere or have a scholarship anywhere, it doesn't hurt to come down, accept the invite, play in front of these schools that are going to be down there. I think there's a lot of factors and a lot of positive factors into coming into this event. And we understand too, you know, that there might be previous obligations, whether that's a tournament for the summer ball team that he's pitching in or playing in, or there's a family commitment going on. Like we get that going forward. You know, we're not gonna take that against the kid into the future and be like, hey, you didn't come to our event, you know, we're not gonna scout you. That's not the right thing to do. Like, we understand stuff comes up.
Sure.
In this, you know, it's a part of life, obviously. Life events happen. You know, I mean, best I can do is say, hey, here's the invite. We'd love to have you. If not, no worries.
Yeah. What if an athlete is interested in coming to this event, but yet they did not get an invite? Is there a way for them to submit a request or something for an invite for you to take a look at?
Yeah, this is kind of an invite only mm-hmm. process for us, Ben. You know, I mean, we would have hundreds and hundreds, you know, of invite letters, I think, coming out. Oh, yeah. And it's just so hard for us to kind of, you know, decipher who's worth inviting, you know, who might not be ready for this event. I mean, it's kind of it's a tough spot to be in. And don't get me wrong, we're probably going to have guys that we should have invited that get slipped through the cracks. It's going to happen. It's a part of scouting. You know, we're going to do our best to invite those guys, identify those guys moving forward. But I mean, it's a little tough to win. You know, if you think about our schedules here, I mean, we're going from February until the draft in June, you know, focusing on the 2019 guys. And then you're about to throw in, you know, the 2020, 2021, 2022 guys that we've had, you know, limited looks at. It makes it tough to try to gauge, you know, I think from a tools and, you know, talent standpoint, who's really on top of the radar. I mean, who knows, you know, a guy that's a 2022 guy that we might not have, that might be a talented player in 3 years that we don't know about yet, just because they haven't taken that maturity, mm-hmm. you know, on and off the field, you know, to get where they need to be. I mean, there's a whole lot of factors in this. And like I said, we're going to do our best job to try to get those guys that are, you know, able to go. And I mean, hopefully we do a good job this year. I mean, there's a lot, like I said, this is only our third year doing this. There's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to be tweaked and changed around and get this thing the way we want it. It's kind of a year by year process, I guess, of tweaking stuff and proving stuff. I mean, we're going to have, I know at the end of that second day, we're going to be saying, hey, we could do this better for next year. Let's try this. Why not do this going forward? You know, it's just kind of these games are growing year by year. That's the fun part about this. We can tweak, change, do whatever we want to it. The scouts are in charge of this event. There's no reporting to an upper hand almost. We're kind of setting the groundwork and running the event on how we want it ran.
Which is kind of nice, because you're probably used to so much bureaucratic oversight and control. It's kind of nice to have this freedom and autonomy, I bet. Feels pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, especially for us, you know, I mean, you know, going into this, having to kind of, like you said, the autonomy, the rules of, you know, going into a college game, and, you know, obviously you're scouting, you're professional in what you want to do, but to have full reins of this, it's kind of fun to kind of tailor it to how we want it and what's going to make the most sense for us, you know, to get out of the event, the kids to get out of the event as well. I mean, it's kind of a nice thing to have for us, you know, to not really control, but kind of set up things how we want things done to get our most bang for our buck in almost a day and a half, really, of being down there in Eugene.
Mm-hmm. Now, why Eugene? Why not, like, go to, like, up the Hillsboro Hop Stadium, maybe Salem Kaiser, maybe Corvallis? So just why Eugene?
Well, we wanted to do in a pro park. That was the number one thing we had targeted going forward. You know, we wanted to have a pro park, pro atmosphere to get these guys thinking, hey, if I do sign, this is what it's going to be like for me. You know, we did have at Hillsboro the past two events. Obviously, it's unfortunate that things didn't work out this year schedule-wise. That's another big thing too, availability. You know, what's available? Obviously, you got the Northwest League going on. It's tough to try to fit in an event, especially too if that club or, you know, facility is already in use, whether, you know, it's a local, you know, little league event or soccer or whatever might be going on throughout the area. You know, you got to juggle that as well. So there's a lot of things to consider and kind of juggle, you know, especially we wanted to on a Friday, Saturday as well. So that kind of limits us as well. So there was kind of a tight window in order to choose from. And it just worked out with PK and the Emeralds down there.
Mm-hmm. So last question, you know, that I have for you is, you know, what a little bit more about like what to expect throughout the weekend. Are there going to be opportunities for these athletes to really have one-on-one conversations outside of their respective games with those scouts that are going to be there on site, along with maybe some of the college coaches that are going to be there, just be able to just have a quick chat with them?
Oh yeah, we're definitely open. I mean, I'm definitely open to it. I mean, it's just kind of helping these guys out, teaching them the process, how things work, how the draft works, kind of what to expect going forward. You know, I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here to teach these guys and teach the families as well going forward, so they're educated when the time comes, if they do have to make a decision, you know, whether it's to sign or go to school, you know, that they have all the information available ready to them in order to make a decision. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, if someone wants to come up and talk, I mean, more than happy to do that for them. I know along with the other guys that are going to be involved in this, they're more than happy to talk with that kid or parent or guardian or whoever it may be, you know, to help these guys make an educated decision when the time comes and kind of teach them about the process of how pro ball works, how the draft might work, you know, if it gets to that point in their career. You know, it's just really a teaching tool is what this Scout Games I think is about for not only the kids and parents, but for us involved as well, you know, to learn more about these guys and kind of, like I said, what makes them tick, their personalities. It's a fun event, and like I said, I think this thing's got a ton of potential going forward, you know, for years and years to come. I mean, hopefully this thing just takes off this year and, you know, we can just kind of copycat it every year, you know, and our process and how we're doing this going forward. I'm, like I said, we're excited as a whole and a group up here as the Northwest Scouts. And I mean, we're hoping to make this, you know, a yearly event to where kids are excited to get that invite to come play down, you know, whether it's in Eugene or Hillsboro or wherever this event's going to take us. I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll be playing in a bigger place. For all we know, I mean, I think there's a lot of limitless potential in this going forward.
Excellent. Well, I don't have any more questions. How about you, Dave?
Yeah, thanks for clearing it up. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
And thanks for the details and thanks for the time.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me on. Hopefully, I think I'll definitely be seeing you guys down there, right?
Yeah. We'll be down there. Well, at least I will be down there.
Yeah, I'm out of the country.
Day's out of the country, but you know, we're going to be, you know, for those that, student athletes that are actually going to be there, and even coaches too, scouts also. Hint. You know, we're going to be recording all day on the 27th, so we'll be there. If you want to come by, stop by and see us, jump on for a show episode. We'd be happy to have you. You can contact us at diamondsandrosespodcast@gmail.com. That's diamondsandrosespodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter. Just search Diamonds and Roses Podcast. You can also hit us up on Instagram also. We're all on the internet sphere. So you can
look, the interwebs.
The interwebs.
As the old folks say.
Yeah, you can find us anywhere. Just get in contact with us if you want to set up something with us. Also, we're hoping if the internet connection is good as far as wireless, we're going to do a live, kind of a live broadcast there for about an hour or so at the event, just to kind of help, you know, put out this event, maybe get Matt back on to talk about it and some of the others and just kind of chit-chat about how the games are going and so on, maybe get another player or two to kind of jump in on that to talk about the games and what they've learned itself. So be looking forward to that on July 27th. So I'm just going to throw it to you, Matt, for any last minute things that you want to throw out there.
Yeah, just you can follow us on Twitter. It's at Northwest Scout Games is our Twitter handle. And like I said, we're excited to have you guys out there. Thanks for taking the time to, you know, have me on here and talk about the games. I mean, we're excited for these games going forward and, you know, looking forward to having you guys out there along with all the coaches and scouts and players out there as well.
Yeah, we're gonna have some good things there too. We're gonna be bringing down some good swag with us for giveaways. I guess I could announce a little bit of that. Just the big prize that we're gonna have is Axe Bats donated an actual bat, so we're gonna be doing a kind of a raffle type event for that. Rob Nyer has personally signed a book, his Powerball, that we're gonna have, and we're gonna have another book, They Bled Blue. It's about the 1981 Dodgers, so in their World Series run. And then we got some other items, and we'll wait to put that out for that event. But that's going to be a fundraiser to help the Northwest Scouts. And you know, one of the big things that, you know, you had talked about is one of the scouts was diagnosed with ALS, and you're trying to help raise some money to help that particular individual. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I mean, I'm not gonna touch on it too much, just because of all the policies and whatnot out there.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about like the name, but just kind of just a little bit about what you're doing.
Yeah, it's just kind of, so basically, I mean, obviously, you know, one of our scouts is going through a little bit of a tougher time going forward. You know, it just the general idea of, you know, the Scouts Association in general is for stuff like this that happens, to where we can give back, to where we have enough, you know, money in the bank, to where if someone's in need, you know, we've helped out numerous amounts of scouts and also, you know, a couple of coaches out here. Obviously, life happens to where there's, you know, medical expenses that are increasingly high that, you know, that are basically unaffordable really for these guys to kind of take in. That's where we kind of step in and help. And, hey, listen, like, it might not be much, but we're willing to help out, you know, you through this tough time that you might be going through from a financial aspect of it. You know, that's what we're here to do. I mean, we've helped out, you know, we've helped out other scouts as well. We've helped out Kellen Walker over at Western Oregon. His little daughter was battling cancer, I believe it was a year ago or 2 years ago. We helped, you know, helped him, gave them some money to help offset the medical costs as well. I mean, that's what this thing is here for. It's obviously we're going to have to make money off this just to, you know, have that flow of cash coming in to where we can help out. I mean, that's the reason why we're going to be obviously charging scouts and coaches in this. Families are free, by the way, to get in. We're not going to charge them.
That's cool.
You know, that's what really, and same thing, you know, with what you guys are doing to help us, you know, the Axe Bet with all these signed books, is to, you know, just help build funds in this to where we can give to someone that is in need, you know, or help financially that we can help them out going forward. I mean, that's really the big purpose of this Scouts Association, you know, not just all of us in it, but to help out those in need and those, you know, scouts or other guys in baseball that are going through a tough time.
Awesome. Well, we really love what you're doing. We really appreciate the invite, and we look forward to seeing you in person. We're doing this over Skype right now, but we look forward to seeing you in person on the 27th of July. So, again, thank you.
Thanks,
Matt. That'll do it for this episode. As always, I'm Ben.
And I'm Dave.
And you have yourself a great day wherever you're at. See you Northwest Scout Games, July 27th, 2019. 26th
and
27th. 26th and 27th. Yep. Sorry, God, Dave. You got to do that to me.
That's why there's two of us.
Anyways, I'm Ben, and you have yourself a great day. Peace out.